Thanks for joining us. Today I'm speaking with Mike Curtis, who is a director of MMJ Group Holdings. Mike, it's great to talk to you.
Tom, thanks for being here.
It's always a vibrant space, the cannabis world. Tell us a little bit about the model that MMJ uses specifically. We've spoken in the past, but for people who didn't see our earlier videos, just give them a sense of what you do.
Sure. So what we've tried to do with MMJ and Embark Ventures is create an ecosystem. That ecosystem is made up both of investment and operating companies. What we hope to do through that ecosystem is create something like Canopy Growth and Canopy Rivers have created. And what you see with them is they both trade at a significant premium. So that strategy is what underpins what we're looking to do. As we go forward with our vision, we want to take the portfolio, make sure every position is around 10%, seek out geographic distribution. So when I say geographic, our investments will focus on westernized worlds. So that would be the United States, Canada, generally Western Europe and some areas such as Australia. And going forward, we expect that these companies will be best in class.
So when you say operating system and investing, if you were to just put that in really simple terms, that means the difference between seeing something that shows some potential and seeing something that is already hitting the road in terms of delivering outcomes.
Very much so. And thankfully, the folks at Embark Ventures have both a very deep background on the financial side. So the founders there have run money for many years. We've been bankers and investors. But more importantly, on the operating side, we have a diverse group of individuals that are experts. Been working in the space for 20 plus years, experts in extraction, in tissue culture, in building brands. So we believe that we can take our companies and make best in class, as I said.
And that's important where cannabis is concerned because it has a variety of different applications, isn't it?
Very much so. So when we look to focus our investments, we look to focus on the bottlenecks in the world. So I originally began my career in cannabis extraction as a member of DoseCan. And what we saw there was extraction. So the end of you've grown the product, it's now coming to become a pharmaceutical grade product and you have to extract it in a variety of ways. And it's become a very big bottleneck. Our next transactions and investments will focus on the front end, so being tissue cultures, cultivars, what's going to be grown. Again, we're already focused on the extraction, and then we're really focused on high-quality brands. And you see that with our largest investment in Harvest One. It has access to 30,000 retail distribution networks just because of the quality of its brands.
Now, you mentioned net asset value. Just step us through the relationship between NAV and the share price at the moment. Why is there a bit of a disconnect there for MMJ?
Sure. So currently, right now, the stock trades at a discount to NAV, and we believe that's just generally because it was purely an investment company. The folks at MMJ have put together a really good portfolio, but we wanted to direct it more along the lines of the Canopy Growth, Canopy Rivers, as you know, they trade at a significant premium to their NAV. The group at Embark Ventures is able to consistently source deals. That means we can originate them at best pricing, not the third or fourth round that most investors will see. We can provide that operating platform to our companies so we can avoid mistakes, but at the same time, we can put the synergies together. So if you have a company that has a brand that's established but needs high quality extracted oil, Embark Health and that brand can work together. So it's just one big healthy ecosystem. The last thing is we're actually applying directly capital into the market. So we've applied a share buyback, we have a dividend policy in place, and what we're starting to see is the discount is starting to close. And eventually we believe there's gonna be a premium there as we continue to put high quality investments into the portfolio.
Now, an important part of a high quality investment is being able to deliver on a vision. And you mentioned that in terms of the broader cannabis space at the moment, there's an important inflection point taking place as far as the bigger picture is concerned.
100%. We believe, and you've seen it with Bruce Linton's departure from Canopy Growth, is that this is the end of Cannabis 1.0. So the real visionaries that got us to this point are now stepping back, and the professionals that have run multi-billion dollar global businesses are starting to enter. What we think is the quality of earnings in the companies are going to continue to go up, and the quality of the products and brands.
And that's important in terms of optimizing the way that a visionary may have run the company compared to someone with a very hard-nosed business approach?
Very much. I mean, visionaries are big thinkers. They, and look at Bruce Linton, what he's created is quite good. But at the same time, eventually you need to make a financial business and it needs to generate profits both for the business and for the investors. So we're focused on highest quality products with good founders, but making sure that those companies become profitable.
So what should we be looking out for as far as the next 2 years are concerned for MMJ?
The next 2 years for MMJ is we're going to focus on those bottlenecks and putting high quality investments in place. We're actively deploying capital and focusing on some of those areas. We just completed are in the process of completing an investment in a Polish extraction company. And that fits right in our bottleneck process. We believe that Europe is probably 3 or 4 years behind where Canada and the US are. And so we believe if we're first on the extraction space that we can dominate it and just really control that bottleneck.
Good luck with that, Mike. It sounds like an exciting story.
Perfect. Thanks, Tom.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.